KNDY.
And Friday night basketball, as your Lady Bulldogs are still home on this three-game homestand to take on Clay Center, the 1-2 Marysville Bulldogs taking on the 1-1 Clay Center Tigers. Marysville coming off of a very tough loss on Tuesday to the Valley Heights Mustangs, 39-21. It was a very decent start to the first half, but as Coach Amy Renner would say, you just couldn't buy a basket any which way the Bulldogs tried. And unfortunately, that then did lead to their double-digit loss to the Mustangs. Now on the side of Clay Center, 1-1 to start the year. They lost to Rock Creek in their opening game in a close one, 38-32, and then beat Beloit convincingly, 52-35, just on Tuesday. We're just a couple seconds away from tip-off, and when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for both the boys, the girls here on KNDY.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Every family has someone that is hard to buy for during the holiday season, but we're sure that you can put a smile on their face without putting a hole in your wallet with a gift from RX Drug. And with the extra money you'll save, you can stop recycling old gift wrap and find new, exciting patterns for only $1.99 a roll. So whatever it is, a truck for your nephew, a doll for your niece, or new hair products for your stubborn teen, we will make your holiday shopping easier. For all your shopping needs at one convenient location, stop by RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Welcome back, Friday Night Basketball. Your Lady Bulldogs back home yet again for the third game in this homestand against the Clay Center Tigers. Starting lineups for Clay Center, we got Haley Bent, 5'6". They got Shelby Siebold at 5'6 as well. Haley Bloomdale, 5'10. J.C. Shirley at 5'9. And then Sydney Blaine for the Tigers. And on the side of Marysville, the same as it has been all season long for the Lady Bulldogs. Eva Peschel, the 5'9 senior. Bella Raven, the 5'5 sophomore. Ashlyn Price, 5'8 senior. McKenna Miniman, 5'4 senior. Madison Runnebaum, 6-foot senior on the side of the Bulldogs. Taking the leap today is going to be Madison Runnebaum as well as J.C. Shirley. And we're underway as Marysville gets the opening tip-off victory. It's Peschel, picks her dribble up, trying to find an offense, almost stolen away on the side of the Tigers. And it is going to be officially stolen away by the Tigers. It's Haley Bent going up for the layup and falls in for her 4 points tonight. Haley Bent getting on the board early for Clay Center, 2-0. Full court press coming in for the side of the Tigers. Almost got Bella Raider in a trap, but able to get it past the line. And we're going to have a jump ball situation stolen by the side of the Tigers. Rough start early on here for your Bulldogs. One turnover already, 40 seconds into this ball game. Not really the start that Coach Amy Renier was looking for, as passing around the top of the arc. Now back to Bent. Now going to go down low. And a good almost interception on the side of Peschel. But going up with the basketball is Siebold, rebounded by McKenna Miniman. Marysville going to set their offense up now, looking to get on the board with 6:56 left to go. Inside to Master Runnebaum. What a good pass to Miniman, who tried to get it over to the wide open Eva Peschel. But it's going to be yet again another turnover. Back-to-back turnovers for the Bulldogs to start this game off trailing 2. Going to pass it down over to the far side. Haley Bent has it. Bent looking for a screen. Going to pass it all the way over to Sydney Lane. A lot of passing and setting up this passing zone so that the Tigers can break down this zone coming in from the Bulldogs. It's stolen. McKenna Miniman now on the fast break, but they're going to pass it over to Bella Raider to reset this offense up as nothing got going on the fast break. Miniman picks her dribble up over Eva Peschel. Down low into Runnebaum, who's going to try to go up for it and gets the foul called. J.C. Shirley there with the foul. First foul of the night for the Tigers. First team foul as well. Now shooting 2 free throws. Madison Runnebaum. First one rattles in, 1-for-1. Lainey Schaefer subbing in as McKenna Miniman's going to go to the bench. Clay Center does have a rather tall lineup in its guard position. So subbing in the much taller Schaefer for this time around as the second one goes in. 2-for-2 for Madison Runnebaum. Her first points on the night. We are now tied early in the first quarter with 6 minutes left to go. Siebold with the basketball over to Bent. Bent going to pass it down low into Shirley. He's going to go up with the J. No good off the hands of Madison Runnebaum, who was trying to go for the rebound out of bounds. Now going to set up underneath the basket are the Tigers. Sydney Lane going to pass it way out to the top of the court with Siebold. Now into Lane in the corner for her three-point attempt. Bounces out of the rim, and they're going to call the foul on Haley Bent on the rebound attempt. Second foul on the night for the Tigers. First foul for Haley Bent. Coming in now, it's going to be Megan Wright for the Tigers. Pass up in front of Bella Raider, who's almost in a double-team trap, is able to maneuver her way out of it and push down the lane. Schaefer has the ball now inside to Madison Runnebaum, who's going to go into the basket, get another foul. She will miss the basket, but she'll draw the second foul as she was going up for the layup. Sydney Lane's first foul and the team's third foul. So far tonight, Amy Renier looking to go down inside the restricted paint area with Madison Runnebaum. She goes 3-for-3 so far from the line to start the game. As Marysville now leads 3-2. The next one rattles in and out, so 3-for-4 for a total of 3 points on the night for Madison Runnebaum. Siebold passes it out to Wright now. Shirley going to pass it into the corner to Sydney Lane. Back over to right, swinging all the way around the court we go. The three-point attempt was faked by Shirley. He's going to pass it inside, and a good defensive block for Madison Lundebaum. So Marysville now going to set up another trip down the lane. Here we go. Going to have an over and under call from Bella Rader. Now subbing in for play center Tigers is going to be number 34, King Spielman. Has some height on her to go against Madison Lundebaum, who's been the terror down low so far. Diebold has the basketball, going to pass to the top of the key to Lane. Now all the way over to Megan Wright. Back to Wright. Clay Center really trying to get these extra passes as to break down this 3-2 zone coming in from Marysville. Way over to the far side to Sydney Lane. Lane then inside to Spielman. Over to a wide open Megan Wright, who misses a three-pointer. Rebounded on the side of McKenna Miniman. Rader going to push it up the corner, has a free lane, going to pass it to Lainey Schaefer, who had a chance for the three-pointer, but going to drive baseline and go up with the shot. No good. Rebounded on the side of Holly Bloomdale. Wright with the basketball. Now to Lane. Now over to Siebold. Again, we're kind of going around the world with these passes and in a costly error coming in from Sydney Lane. She was trying to get the basketball over to Megan Wright. But Megan Wright was not where people thought she was going to be, so she throws it out of bounds. Turnover for the Tigers. Haley Bent checks back in as Sydney Lane's going to get some time off. Eva Peschel subs back in as well for Marysville. We currently have a one-point lead, 3-2, and an immediate turnover on the side of Peschel. Shelby Siebel now with the basketball. Unfortunate error on the side of Marysville. Going to push it now over to Bloomdale. Now here comes a three-pointer from Siebel. The high arcing one bounces off the front iron and rebounded on the side of the Tigers. Attempt number two from Haley Siebel finally hits the net. Her first three-pointer of the night for Sydney Siebel. Now 5-3 the lead for the Tigers. Defensive rebound coming in from the side of Holly Bloomdale. Unforced shot coming in on the side of Marysville. Now setting up yet another opportunity for the Tigers. Bent with her three-pointer to the top of the three-point line. Bounces out of the rim and it's going to fall still in play and recovered on the side of the Tigers. Good effort coming in from Megan Wright to keep that basketball alive for Clay Center. Driving in now is Siebel trying to go up with the layup but bounces out. Rebounded by Ashlyn Price. So here comes Marysville trailing 5-3 with 3 minutes and 9 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Lainey Schaefer with the basketball guarded by Jason Shirley. And the ball is actually turned over with good defense coming on the side of Bloomdale to force the turnover from Schaefer. But we're going to get a block call from Lainey Schaefer, who was trying to recover, didn't get her feet set. So foul coming in, her first of the night. So Shelby Siebold going to take some free throws. The first one doesn't go in. Bella Rader checking back in as well as J.C. Shirley for Clay Center. Off comes Bloomdale. Still a two-point lead for the Clay Center Tigers over Marysville early in the first quarter. The second one rattles in 1-for-2. And have another sub coming in. Shelby Siebold now has 4 total points. Mackenzie Weller now subbing in for the Tigers. Here comes Bella Rader. Walking it up the court, looking to drive into the lane. We'll pass it over to Miniman. Miniman guarded by Bent, who then goes in for the layup but can't find the basket. A good another turnover on the side of Marysville, leading to Siebel down the court the other way. And what a tough shot she put up, and it falls in. 6 total points so far tonight from Shelby Siebel. And the lead is now 8-3, and we're going to timeout from Amy Renier's squad. And with that, we'll take a timeout and come back with some more coverage here on Friday Night Basketball on KNDY.
In a season where everyone is on the go, go give gift cards from CJ Express. Available in $100, $50, $20, and $10 values, they're good in-store for food, drinks, merchandise, and, of course, fuel. It's the perfect way to show someone you appreciate them and what they do. CJ Express gift cards. Available in Marysville and Frankfort.
Welcome back. It's a quick 8-2 lead for Clay Center, following six total points coming in from Shelby Siebold, one three-pointer, and then a free throw and a layup. But a turnover coming in from Eva Peschel, who then blocks the oncoming Tiger, which was Siebold. So another costly turnover from Marysville, setting up yet more offense for Clay Center. Weller with the basketball, now over to Siebold. How they're going to be trying to break down this 3-2 zone coming in from Marysville Clay Center is just they're going to pass around the top of the three-point line. They're going to have whoever's playing center making it to the top of the key. And then when Marysville tries to collapse on a two-on-one pinch, it's going to leave a wide-open person on the three-point line to shoot the basketball. Now they're going to pass it inside to Shirley, who's going to pass it out to Weller. Now back to Siebel, who's wide open for her three-pointer, and that is falls in her second on the night. 9 points, and that really how it's been so far tonight when it comes to the Tigers breaking down this defensive positioning on the side of Marysville. Another turnover coming in from Eva Peschel. Now three on the night. Very uncharacteristic coming in from Peschel, who's been really reliable in terms of the offense this year. Really getting this team jump-started through many quarters, but tonight committing too many turnovers. Here comes the top of the three-point line, passing yet again. Siebel now over to Bent. Cross-court pass to Weller. As Clay Center is going to try to pick apart this 3-2 zone. Haley Bent with the basketball now, going to pass it inside to Shirley, who tries to go up inside the paint to Katie Spielman, but it's a turnover. Here comes Marysville. Laney Schaefer with the basketball. Is going to go with the nice 8-footer shot. No good off the back iron. Rebounded on the side of Shelby Siebold. Driving down the court. 3-on-1. Goes up with the basketball. No good, but gets her shot back. Poor box out in defense coming in from Marysville. Still allowing more offensive opportunities for the Tigers, who currently hold 11-3 lead over Marysville, now with 37 seconds left to go. Shelby Siebold, guarded by Bella Rader, going to pass it over to Mackenzie Weller and let it begin yet again. And why not? It keeps working so far for the Tigers going with these passing situations. But now with Bella Rader pressing harder into Shelby Siebold, it's getting quite tough for her to find a good pass inside to Spielman. Trying to drive in the lane, go up and over Bella Rader. Bad shot, rebounded by Rader. 3-on-2 break. Rader going to drive into the lane, but stolen from behind. Here comes Shelby Siebold with her half-court shot, but it's going to be called for a travel violation with 1 second left as we have a substitute coming in. Haley Bloomdahl coming in with still an 11-3 lead for the Tigers. We have 1 second left on the clock, so Raider's going to have to get it up, and she does a half-court heave. Just falls short and had good distance and trajectory. Just fell a little short, so the end of quarter number one, Marysville trailing Clay Center 11-3.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Welcome back to Friday Night Basketball as your Lady Bulldogs currently trail the Clay Center Tigers 11-3 at the start of the second quarter. Shelby Siebold leading the way on the side of the Tigers. 9 points, 2 three-pointers, 2 for 2, 1 free throw, and a couple layups as she leads the way. And on the side of Marysville, 3 total points coming in for Madison Runnabom, all of them from the free throw line. Raider now up the court, looking to get this offense rolling at a faster pace. Bryn O'Neill now in for Marysville, guarded by Bent. And they get the ball stolen away by Bent, so what looked to be a good offensive possession for Marysville turns into yet another turnover for the Bulldogs. O'Neill gets the pass stolen, and here comes Eva Peschel going up for the layup over Shelby Siebold. So Eva Peschel getting on the board tonight, starting the second quarter strong, and this is really when she comes alive. A majority of the points she scores in any basketball game coincidentally comes at towards the end of the first quarter and start of the second quarter. They're going to call that a foul on Madison Runnabom, who went up for the block. First personal foul for Runnabom. Second team foul. It was really close to being a block. Fortunately, just caught the arm. Haley Benz misses the first free throw. So far, 2 points for Haley Bent as the second one falls in, 1 for 2. She now has 3 total points on the night. Megan Wright now checking in for Clay Center, sending Sydney Lane to the bench. Another turnover on the side of Marysville. Madison Runnabom turns it over on the inbounds play, so here comes Clay Center setting up their offense once more. Down low into Bloomdahl. Now over to Bent. Bent going to cross-court it over to Sydney Siebold, who's going to shoot her next three-pointer. Rattles in and out. Good, strong rebound from Madison Runnabom. Have a wide-open person down the lane. It is Bryn O'Neill, but goes right through her hands. Another turnover for Marysville, squandering yet another offensive possession. Could have got them started. They're down 12-5. We're going to check back in as Sydney Lane for the Tigers. Siebold over to Bend at the top of the three-point line, guarded by Bryn O'Neill. Now inside to Runnabom. Excuse me, inside to Bloomdahl, but the shot coming in on the side of Bloomdahl. No good, but good offensive rebound by the Tigers. Here comes another shot from Siebold. No good. Rebounded on the side again by J.C. Shirley of the Tigers. Just giving up too many offensive rebounds in this quarter and this offensive set alone for Marysville. Shirley now over to Siebold. Now all the way over to Megan Wright. And here comes the attempt from the Tigers to break apart this 2-3 zone from Marysville. Good block coming in from Eva Peschel on the Haley Bent three-point attempt, and it's going to result in the turnover for the Bulldogs. Looking to get something going here midway through the second quarter, almost again stolen by Shelby Siebold. The three-point coming in from Bella Rader hits the mark. Bella Rader with her first points tonight, and it's a three-pointer, 12-8, four-point lead for the Tigers now. Marysville looking to slowly but steadily crawl its way back into this game. Bent going to pass into the corner to Shelby Siebold. Now Haley Bloomdahl and another good steal coming in from Eva Peschel. Marysville looking to push up the tempo here. Trying to go inside to Ashlyn Price, but they're going to find the rebound. And then Madison Runnabom, unfortunately falling out of bounds, tries to throw it to Eva Peschel in the corner, yet turning the basketball over. What looks like good opportunities for the Bulldogs just unfortunately can't find its way in, whether it be to poor shot selection or turnovers. That's the second foul coming in for Madison Runnabom, so Lady Schaefer looking to check in for her. It's her second personal and the third team foul. Lady Schaefer and McKenna Miniman now subbing in as Runnabom and Peschel sub out. 12-8 is Clay Center's lead. About midway through quarter number two. Bent going to pass it over to Shelby Siebold in the corner. Siebold trying to get this offense set up for the Tigers, pushing completely bent out of the way. Siebold guarded by Bryn O'Neill. Some good defense coming in from her. As Bent looks to go in, nice Euro step, and it's just going to rattle out, but they're going to call the foul and over the back on Haley Bent. It's a really good positioning and use of the Euro step to almost get a basket, but in her effort to rebound the basketball, went over the back, and that's her second foul, Haley Bent, in the fourth team foul for the Tigers. Ashlyn Price trying to find a wide-open Marysville player, because here comes full-court press yet again from the Tigers. Favela Raiders able to get out of it into her own territory. Bryn O'Neill almost gets past Shelby Siebold, picks her dribble up, goes to Lainey Schaefer, but yet another interception coming in. Here comes Sydney Lane down the lane, unironically, and it's going to be picked up, though, on the rebound from Blundahl. Siebold gets past Bryn O'Neill, and they're going to pass in the corner to Weller. But good defensive rebound coming in from Bryn O'Neill on the recovery. Now allowing Marysville to regain this possession offensively, but then the ball comes right out of Bryn O'Neill's hands. It just seems like, wow, Marysville is trying to up the tempo. Their body's just moving much too quicker than what their head is. So when they get to, when the ball's coming right towards them, they're already thinking of what's next on the play. And then forcing costly turnovers, Mackenzie Weller with the basketball guarded by O'Neill. Now Siebold in the corner guarded by Miniman. Had to pick her dribble up, and here comes the Clay Center looking to pass it around the three-point line. Blundahl now inside to Siebold, who's guarded by Miniman. Goes up with a really bad shot, but yet somehow it rattles in for Shelby Siebold. Now it's 11 total points for her. It's now 14-8. The lead for the Tigers. Over to Bryn O'Neill. Back to Ashlyn Price at the top of the three-point line. Raider with the basketball. Passes right over to Miniman. Looking to drive on Weller. Over to the corner to Ashlyn Price. Looking to go baseline with her play. And the ball will get poked out of her hands. Last touched by Ashlyn Price. Out of bounds. Turnover on the Bulldogs. Ziva Peschel's looking to sub in for Marysville, trying to find that spark here late in the second quarter with 2:47 left to go as Marysville trails 14-8. Sydney Lane now over to Shelby Siebold, guarded by Miniman. Puts her dribble up, cross-court pass to Weller, and then let it begin as Clay Center trying to dissect this 3-2 Marysville zone. So far, it's been successful tonight if it's been in the hands of Shelby Siebold, but other than that, it's really been quiet from the Tigers. Mackenzie Weller, guarded by Raider, going to pass it in to Haley Blundahl. And almost intercepted by Bryn O'Neill, but it's going to set up an opportunity for the Tigers, but good recovery, but a nice, easy layup coming in from Haley Siebold. Took some contact as she was going down the lane, but was able to get in. Now 13 total points for her. 16-8 is now Clay Center's lead. Good pump fake coming in from Schaefer, looking to drive. Now to the corner. Here comes Bella Raider's second three-pointer tonight. Rattles in and out. A good look from Bella Raider. She hit the first one just a couple of minutes ago. Couldn't do it a second time. And the foul called on Ashlyn Price. Allie Blundahl was looking to go up with the shot. So that's the first foul for Ashlyn Price. The fourth team foul. J.C. Shirley now going up. Correction, not Allie Blundahl. Shirley's first free throw attempt is no good. Bounces off the back iron. Eva Peschel subs in. Bella Raider going to get some time on the bench, really doing some good work defensively for the Bulldogs, trying to keep them in it. And the second free throw from Shirley bounces out, rebounded by Lainey Schaefer. 0-for-2 on the night. J.C. Shirley to the corner now. Peschel. Peschel going to go to a wide-open Ashlyn Price, trying to go up at the basketball, but blocked at the point of attack by 5'10", Hallie Blundahl. So here comes Clay Center with their offense yet again. Shelby Siebold picks her dribble up, going to pass it down over to Blundahl at the top of the three-point line. Finds Weller into the corner, Sydney Lane. Now to a wide-open Blundahl inside to J.C. Shirley for the easy layup, and that's what happens when a good team breaks down another good 3-2 zone, or how to break down zone defense, just passes. quick passes, making that extra pass, finding the open person. J.C. Shirley's, but here comes Marysville looking to get something done with 45 seconds left to go here in period number two. They're going to say it as the ball rolls out of bounds, last touched by a Clay Center Tiger. Checking in is Megan Wright. 18-8 is the lead for the Tigers. O'Neill tries to find an open person. We'll give it off to Eva Peschel. Peschel looking to drive in the lane. Kicks it out to Miniman. Now Price in the corner of the 3.9. Has some trouble and intercepted and stolen by J.C. Shirley. Another steal and turnover for the Bulldogs. So far, the hands tonight of Clay Center have been very active, forcing more turnovers, I would assume, at this point than points for Marysville. Cross-court pass to Siebold with 17 seconds. Looking to get the last shot. Good poke away from Brent O'Neill. Though recovered by Shelby Siebold. Siebold picks her dribble up and is going to give it to Blumdahl. Now over into the corner to Wright. Now the three-point attempt coming in from Sydney Lane's an air ball, but we got 1 second left, and the shot is not going to get off in time. So we go into halftime with Marysville trailing 18-8 to the Clay Center Tigers. We'll come back here in a few minutes with your first half review here on KNDY.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K Service in Marysville.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Helped a lot of families own their own home. We have several options available in mortgage loans. If you're thinking of building or buying a new home, come in and see us. We're an equal housing lender. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Seems like everyone wants a big green egg for Christmas, and rightfully so. It's the most versatile barbecue and cooking product on the market with endless capabilities. From appetizers, entrees, and dessert, the big green egg can do it all. Check them out at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, along with a great line of accessories to enhance your backyard barbecue experience. And with a range of sizes, there's a big green egg to fit your lifestyle. Make your list and check it twice at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for. We'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need. Great jobs with a great company at great starting wages, plus great benefits at Landall Company in Marysville. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, short and long-term disability, life insurance, paid holidays, Christmas bonus, and profit sharing. Last year's bonus equaled 7.5 weeks of gross wages, just to name a few. Start your new year off right. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 562-5381. Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh-as-new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Welcome back, Marysville. Currently trailing Clay Center 18-8. And so far, really, on the side of the Tigers, it's been the Shelby Siebold show. 13 points coming off for her, really been the bane of the Marysville Bulldogs' existence. But again, good fundamental basketball coming in on the side of the Tigers as they're able to navigate the 3-2 zone that Marysville put forth and just find the open target. And on the side of Marysville, coming down to Madison Runnebaum and Bella Rader leading the way offensively. 3 points for Runnebaum, all coming from the line. And then 3 points from Bella Rader with her lone three-pointer, two three-pointers tonight. Made only one of them. Marysville looking to rebound here in quarter number two, trailing 10 points. Looking to put a better grasp, clamp down defensively against this strong offensive side coming in from the Clay Center Tigers. We're only a few minutes away here in the second half tip-off, so don't go anywhere here on KNDY.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of brand-new Chevy Colorados, the 2021 and a 2022 model. Both are four-wheel drive. The 2022 model's the Z71 edition. They also have a sturdy 2022 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD LTZ. It's the Duramax at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Down at Reflections in Marysville, Santa has your Christmas thrill. Lots of Melissa and Doug toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Down at Reflections, click, click, click. Shop for your family like good Saint Nick. Shop for gifts for all galore, mugs and frames and home decor, candles and soaps, then things for him. Make it festive to the brim. Reflections is open 7 days a week through Christmas. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Welcome back to Friday Night Girls Basketball as your Lady Bulldogs currently trail Clay Center 18-8. We're just only a couple of moments away from the second half tip-off. Hasn't really been too much of an offensive powerhouse between either side tonight. It's been really good defensive battles between both Clay Center and Marysville, but so far in the first half, it just falls into these points off of turnovers and steals coming in for the Tigers, just able to disrupt the passing lane every time Marysville seems to have came down on the offensive side, and with that, it led to this 10-point lead here at the start of quarter number three. Leading the way, Shelby Siebold for the Tigers, 13 points, 2 3-pointers. She did go 1 for 2 from the free-throw line, and a couple steals sprinkled in as well for her is the main reason Marysville is trailing right now, because if you take away Shelby Siebold, Marysville would be up by 3. 3 points coming in from Haley Bent as well as J.C. Shirley. Now, outside of Marysville, leading the way, Bella Rader with 1 3-pointer made, 3 points, and then Madison Runnebaum with 3 free throws in the first quarter, getting her 3 points. So here we go to start the second half. Clay Center didn't win the opening tip-off, so they'll get the second half pitch here. It is Shelby Siebold with the basketball. Something Marysville is looking to do better in the second half is whenever Clay Center starts getting pass happy, they don't lose sight of their man or the next upcoming passer, because in doing so early in the first half, it allowed lots of wide open three-pointers that thankfully not a lot of them were able to convert, because if they were, this game would have been blown wide open. Getting around the world, wide open. Haley Ben's going to pass it into Shelby Siebold in the corner. Good defense coming in on the side of Ashlyn Price. And the 8-footer coming in from J.C. Shirley for the first points of the half. That's now 4 total points for her tonight. Driving in is Bella Rader. Draws the foul on the layup. Coming in on the foul was Haley Bloomdahl. That is her first foul tonight. The first foul of the half, but Bella Rader will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 3-pointers on the night for first attempt. Bouncing off the back iron, 0-for-1. Marysville trailing 20-8 now. With 7:06 left to go in the third quarter. Rader with the second free throw. Rattles in 1-for-2 on this trip for Bella Rader, now totaling a team-high 4 points for the Bulldogs. Shelby Siebold now taking the basketball up, going to pass it off to Bloomdahl. He's going to find a wide open Haley Bent, going to pass it off to Sydney Lane with her three-pointer that falls in. First points on the night for Sydney Lane, and just like I said, Marysville can't leave somebody wide open like that. Did so right there and got punished as we have a foul call. It's going to be a traveling on Eva Peschel. Another turnover for the Bulldogs. So fourth on the night for Peschel. 23-9 is the Tigers' lead. Screen looking to come in for Shirley, but Siebold's going to pass it off to her. Bent around the world over to Sydney Lane. Cross court over to Shelby Siebold. One dribble backs up the basketball. Good defense from Madison Runnebaum, not letting J.C. Shirley get much traction. Almost lost the ball is Shirley. Siebold getting double teamed. They're going to pass it over to Lane. Now inside to Shirley. Shirley gets the ball intercepted in the pass over to Bent. It was Eva Peschel who's looking to drive now. Go up with the basketball. Strong layup. Can't do it. Rebounded by Haley Bent. Couldn't buy another basket for that time. And the foul on the other side coming in from Ashlyn Price, her second tonight. Looks like Marysville was finally going to have a good scoring opportunity. Eva Peschel just did not see the other Bulldogs defender collapsing on her to make the shot even more impossible as the next free throw goes in no good. Now 1-for-3 on the night in terms of free throws for Haley Bent. Shelby Siebold going to get some time off That was not Shelby Siebold, who's getting time off. It's Katie Spielman checking in. Missed free throw. Good rebound from Bella Rader, looking to push the court now. One-on-one. Going to push it to McKenna. Miniman in the corner with her three-pointer. Bounces short and out. Rebounded by Spielman. Another good opportunity for Marysville. And just unfortunately did not put enough power behind it from Miniman. Good shot and a good choice of the selection as Shelby Siebold is just going to turn it over into the outreaching hands of Madison Runnenbaum. Rader pump fakes to drive for the three-pointer, but passes it to McKenna Miniman. Price now to wide open. Bella Rader with her corner three, bounces off the back iron and rebounded by Madison Runnenbaum, who goes up strong for the second effort. Points now five on the night for Marysville, a team high. Now it's 23-11. Good looks for Marysville and an almost steal coming in from Ashlyn Price, but we're going to get a jump ball. It's going to fall in Marysville's possession. Lady Schaefer checking in for Ashlyn Price and Bryn O'Neill for Eva Peschel. As subbing off comes Katie Spielman for the Tigers. Rader driving, looking to set this offense up. Going to pass it over to Miniman, who's going to pass to the corner to Lainey Schaefer. Schaefer trying to find a wide-open Marysville Bulldog. Now over to Rader. Rader driving in the lane. Going to find a wide-open Lainey Schaefer with her three-pointer. Bounces off the back iron. No good. 23-11 is still the lead for Clay Center. Again, really good looks coming in the second half for the Bulldogs offensively. Just again, just like what we saw against Valley Heights, they couldn't convert. The three-pointer from Haley Bent finds the mark. 6 points now on the night for Haley Bent. They're able to buy baskets. A nice, easy free throw line jumper rattles in and out for Bella Rader. You don't hate the shot. It's just yet again, you couldn't buy a basket for Marysville. Two games in a row where they're just getting wide open, great shots. Just the basketball gods are not allowing Marysville shots to fall in. Lead down 26-11, and Bella Rader with the first personal foul of the night for her, the team's second. Ben with the basketball now, guarded by Miniman. They're going to hand it off to Ben, who's going to drive into a wide open lane, and they're going to call the foul on Madison Runnenbaum. Wrong place, wrong time for Runnenbaum. It's her third. A wide open drive to the lane coming in for Haley Bent. And Runnenbaum, when she was able to see that she was coming, just unfortunately got her hands up late. Ashlyn Price and Eva Peschel sub in as McKenna Miniman and Madison Runnenbaum can get some time off to rest. 26-11 is the lead for Clay Center. As now coming in for the side of the Bulldogs as well as Haley Ingles at the scorer's table. Another miss coming in from Haley Bent. She's 1-for-6 on the night in terms of free throws for the Tigers. Rader going to pass it over to O'Neill. Now to Lainey Schaefer in the corner. Pump fake's going to drive in the lane. Passes it to Rader, who jab steps Price. Now Bryn O'Neill, who's almost gets the ball stolen and does, but's able to rip it out of the hands of Sydney Lane. Marysville will retain offensive control. Rader going to pass it to Peschel, who pump fakes and drives into the lane. A nice Jane. It's going to bounce off the back iron, but she'll draw the foul. It was a good 8-foot jumper coming in from Eva Peschel to draw the shooting foul. The third personal foul for Haley Bent. So Peschel's going to shoot two free throws tonight, the first for her. With a 26-11 lead for the Tigers. Peschel looking to get something going here in the third quarter. Makes it 1-for-1 on the night. As I said earlier, Eva Peschel's just done a magnificent job in terms of the first half of keeping Marysville in some games. But tonight's been kind of silent and turning the ball over quite often. Four total turnovers, though she does have 3 points, and so far in the second half has been much better. As Bryn O'Neill almost got the steal of the pass, went down low into J.C. Shirley, and then Shirley tried to pass it back out to Sydney Lane, but good defense from Bryn O'Neill to intercept the pass. Marysville trailing 26-12, though, here late in the third quarter. Siebold going to pass it, dump it off into Bloomdahl. Can't get it, but she's going to get the offensive rebound and passes over to Shelby Siebold. Going in for the strong layup, can't do it, but good defensive position and box out from Bella Rader to get the rebound. Rader to O'Neill, who's going to pass it down to Ingles. Ingles going to try to go up and over Bloomdahl and rebounded by Megan Wright. It wasn't a poor shot selection for Haley Ingles. She kind of rushed the shot in double coverage, but she had a better look somewhere else. But going to pass the ball off. A good steal coming in from Ashlyn Price at the one-on-one fast break. She's going to slow down and unfortunately can't get the rebound. And it's going to be Tigers' ball now. You really couldn't make this story up. Marysville, unfortunately, cannot just buy a basket anytime they go for it. So far tonight and Tuesday, just dead cold from the field. Is a good steal yet again coming in from Eva Peschel. Now looking to set the offense up for Marysville. Good crossover. Now over to Bryn O'Neill. O'Neill driving on lane, hands it off to Peschel. A good screen. Switching defenses is Shelby Siebold. Now Price with the basketball. Price driving. Picks her dribble up. Bella Rader wide open. Will jump into the lane with a nice eight-footer, and it's going to go air ball. And then recovered by Eva Peschel, but picked up by the Tigers as no Mustang. Not Mustang. Bulldog was around. Excuse me. I'm just so fascinated so far tonight of how Marysville just is unable to buy a bucket if you asked for one. A good steal coming, though, in from Bryn O'Neill, but it just falls out of her hands. Really good, tenacious defense coming in from Bryn O'Neill. Unfortunately, just, again, not falling her way, and it just falls out of bounds. But subbing in Taylor Meyer for Marysville, as well as McKenna Miniman. Siebold's going to pass it over to Lane. Sydney Lane backing down. Taylor Meyer, now Shelby Siebold with the basketball. Slowing it down for the Tigers to set up their way to break down this 3-2 zone for Marysville. Bloomdahl now over to Sydney Lane to the corner with Wright. Now inside to J.C. Shirley, who had to go over her head and tried to save it. Unfortunately, put a little too much power behind the save, and it's just going to fall out on the other side of the court, out of bounds, Marysville ball. Peschel now getting met at the half-court line from Megan Wright. Pass it to Price, and we're going to get the foul called on Haley Bloomdahl. That's going to be Bloomdahl's second. It's the third team foul tonight. So far, over the last couple of games, Marysville has done a much better job in terms of not committing fouls. The first game was a massive problem for this basketball team, just committing way too many personal fouls, leading to easy points on the side of their opponent. So far tonight, have done a much better job as the ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by a Clay Center Tiger. Meyer going to set this offense up. Going to lob it into Ingles, who's able to recover it. Here comes an Eva Peschel three-pointer. Bounces off the front iron, and we're going to get a push coming in from Shelby Siebold. That's her first foul tonight. And we're going to set up yet another inbounds play for Marysville. Meyer looking to find somebody open. She's running out of time, and she will run out of time. Actually, a moving blocking screen on Haley Ingles. That's the fourth team foul and first foul tonight for her. Bullport Crest coming in, though, for Marysville, and a good poke out of bounds from McKenna Miniman. Still going to have Clay Center setting up yet another inbounds play, leading 26-12 over the Bulldogs. Though the second half has been much better for Marysville, even though it was 18 to 8, at the start of quarter number three. Marysville, though, defensively has done a much better job as it's a three-on-one break. Shelby Siebold going to try to lob it up, and Eva Peschel was the last to touch the basketball, I think. No, they're going to say it was last touched by a Clay Center Tiger, so it's going to stay for Marysville on the inbound. But really, the score in terms of points scored this quarter have been much better for Marysville. They really clamped it down and clamped down on the turnovers. It's just unfortunately, yet again, they've been unable to buy a basket for the life of them. Ashland twice now with the basketball. Picks her dribble up. Going to have to find somebody open. Can't do so. Going to pass it to Peschel in the corner with 11 seconds. Going to try to pass it now. Here comes Miniman with a nice free throw line jumper. And we're going to get a pushing foul for shooting two. I believe the person who committed that foul was Megan Wright. That's her first foul tonight in the 15th foul for Clay Center. But McKenna Miniman is going to go to the line to shoot two. He's yet to score a basket tonight. And the first one bounces off the front iron and unluckily falls out yet again. Not a good bounce. Basketball gods not in Marysville's court tonight. The second free throw rattles in, swooshed, one for two. Now 1 point for McKenna Miniman. 6 seconds left to go. Lane, guarded by Miniman, going to drive it down. 2 seconds, picks her dribble up. Here comes Shelby Siebold with her three-pointer. Falls, no good. And that's where we'll end quarter number three. Clay Center up 26-13 over your Marysville Bulldogs.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
When you roller, send for Schroller.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Welcome back. Marysville trailing 26-13 is Clay Center. And slowly but steadily been eking out its lead. But again, the third quarter was a much better quarter for the Bulldogs, really clamping it down on both the turnovers as well as the defensive possessions. But just yet again, just like Tuesday night against the Mustangs, can't buy a basket to save their lives as Sydney Lane now has the basketball guarded by Pesh. Tries to get it into Bloomdahl, but will be able to. Shelby Siebold loses control of the basketball, but she's able to regain control guarded by Taylor Meyer. Haley Bent with her wide-open three-pointer, bounces off the front iron, but good offensive rebound coming in from Bloomdahl, and Siebold misses the underneath layup. So Marysville going to go down the other side, looking to get some points here in the fourth quarter. Raider picks her dribble up, is going to pass over to Ashlyn Price, guarded by Shirley, and the pass is going to find out of bounds. Madison Runnenbaum had positioning over Bloomdahl, but Ashlyn Price, unfortunately, too much aggression on the pass, and it flies by Runnenbaum. Way over to Haley Bent, is able to get control off of the long pass, but guarded by Bella Rader. Bent picks her dribble up, going to pass it down to Bloomdahl. We're going to get a hold, though, call on Taylor Meyer. That is her first one tonight. Ashlyn Price going to get subbed out. Lainey Schaefer now in. 26-13 is still the lead for Clay Center over the Lady Bulldogs. Bloomdahl going to hand it off to Ben, going wide open into the lane, but misses the wide open layup. But again, another offensive rebound coming in from her. Misses the second attempt, rebounded by Lainey Schaefer. Man, Marysville tonight just not having a good job of boxing out, allowing so many or too many offensive rebounds. Here's Lainey Schaefer's three, and it rattles in. Marysville now getting something rolling here with their first points of the night, a three-pointer from Lainey Schaefer. It's now a 10-point lead for the Tigers, 26-16. Bench going to pass it into Bloomdahl. He's going to throw it down low to a nice wide open Shelby Siebold, but the foul coming in from Lainey Schaefer going to allow Siebold to go to the line. That's her second, and now we're 16 foul for Marysville. And the first free throw makes it in. Shelby Siebold, now 2 for 3 on the night. 13 points for her. I mean, 14 points now. The second one bounces off the fryer. No good. So 14 points total for Shelby Siebold up to this point in the fourth quarter. Had the basketball is Bryn O'Neill. It was a foul committed on the side of the Tigers. Shelby Siebold, that's her second and the 16th foul tonight for Clay Center. O'Neill trying to find somebody open, running out of time. Still ran out of time, is able to pass it, but it's going to get intercepted by Haley Bent. Goes up for the layup, and one. Bella Rader with the foul. More missed luck on the side of the Bulldogs. It was just 10 points a few moments ago, but now it's slowly increasing yet again as into the bonus we go for Clay Center, up 29-16 with Haley Bent at the line. She has gone 1 for 6, though, so not a very proficient free throw shooter, and that rattles in and out. Good, strong rebound coming in from Runnabomb. It's 1 for 7 now from Bent. Driving in is Rader. Here comes Peschel's shot. Going to pass it back out to Rader. Rader looking to drive on lane. Can't do it, so we're going to pass it back out to reset this offense up. Schaefer going to go driving in on Shirley, and it's going to fall out of play, and then the foul's going to be committed by Lane Schaefer. That's her second for Lainey Schaefer. And she'll be going to the line is Haley Bent. But she's a breather. She took a hard fall in the corner going for the basketball. So Bent's going to take a quick little breather. Is going to come shooting the free throws. Is going to be Megan Wright. Megan Wright is yet to score a point tonight, but has a good opportunity here from the free throw line. Rattles in and out. Good rebound, though, coming in from Marysville. Doing a much better job of boxing out there. Now down 29-16. Inside to Runnabomb, who's going to go up with a nice rebound. It bounces in and out, and the second effort for Madison Runnabomb. 7 total points for her tonight. And it's going to bounce out of play on the inbounds. Eva Peschel there defensively. It's still going to be Clay Center basketball, but Madison Runnabomb looking to get things going here midway through the fourth quarter as Marysville trails 29-18. Shelby Siebel with the basketball now. Picture dribble up and is going to push it down inside to Shirley. Now back out to Bent at the three-point line. He checked back in a couple minutes, seconds ago. Excuse me. Bent dropping it down to Shirley. Shirley now over to Sydney Lane. Marysville doing a much better job defensively. And the steal coming in from Eva Peschel. A one-on-one fast break goes up for the layup and rattles in. 5 points for Eva Peschel. The lead is now cut down to 10. O'Neill trying to run back into the play to steal from behind from Shelby Siebel. But a timeout coming in on the side of Clay Center as Marysville has cut the lead now down to 9.
So you've cut back on everything from lattes to lunches. But if you're still coming up short at the end of the month, try this. Give State Farm agent John Bannister a call for a free discount double check. He'll show you how something as simple as combining car and home policies could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Welcome back. Your Lady Bulldogs have cut the lead down to just 9 points. trailing Clay Center 29-20. Madison Runnebaum and Eva Peschel really starting to get it going here in the fourth quarter. As another pass is intercepted, but they're going to call a foul, a traveling call on Lainey Schaefer. Good defensive effort from Schaefer, but unfortunately just an unfortunate timing as she was going down, she had the ball in her hand and got called for the travel, so it's still going to be Clay Center basketball. Bent going to try to pass it over to Siebold, and Bryn O'Neill with great defense yet again almost gets the ball turned over to her. Taking up her dribble is Siebold. Defensively, Marysville has just turned it up here late in this game as going up is Shirley, and she gets the and one. What good focus as she went around from the turnaround J from J.C. Shirley. Now going to the line, six total points. She is 0 for 2, though. She is going to shoot just one following the and one. And that one rattles in and out. Good, strong rebound for Madison Runnebaum as a foul is called. Actually, the ball goes out of play. So Clay Center will retake over. Taylor Meyer now looking to sub in for the Bulldogs as the Peschel subs out. 31-20 is now the lead for Clay Center. A quick back and forth between these two teams late in the fourth. 4:14 left to go. Shirley gets the basketball. Looking to find a wide open Tiger. Almost got the pass intercepted. Again, Bryn O'Neill there defensively. Now to Bent. Now down inside to Bloomdahl. Inside to Shirley, who tries to get the ball over to Siebold, and she drives in off the rebound and rattles it in. Another 2 points. 16 now total for Shelby Siebold, and another timeout call, this time by Marysville, and we'll take a timeout here on KNDY.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Welcome back. Marysville currently trailing 13 points late in the fourth quarter, 33-20. The Tigers in the last couple of seconds have started to eke out their lead ever so slightly. It was cut down to 9 around a minute, minute and a half ago by the Bulldogs, but three quick points coming in on the side of the Tigers now ballooned it to 13. O'Neill with the basketball, going to cut it down into Madison Runnebaum. Good pass, and it goes in. So another basket on the side of Marysville. Another quick timeout. 9 total points for the Bulldogs, now trailing by 11.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Welcome back. Marysville now trailing 11 following the quick basket and timeout by the Bulldogs. Bloomdahl going to pass it now into Haley Bent, guarded by Bella Rader. But they're going to get the late foul on the reaching call from Bella Rader. So that means Haley Bent will go back to the free throw line. The third foul tonight for Bella Rader. So far, Bent has been 1-for-7 from the charity stripe. 6 total points, though, for the for her. But that one rattles in. 2-for-8 now. Bryn O'Neill now subbing in as Taylor Meyer subs out for the Bulldogs. So far tonight, the backcourt of Bryn O'Neill and Bella Rader have been fantastic, but Haley Benz going 2-for-2 from that charity stripe attempt now puts her total to 8, and we're back up to a 13-point lead for the Tigers as Eva Peschel sub back in. Runnebaum is going to find somebody quickly, and she does find Peschel. Peschel now going to run it up the court. but slow it down as she crosses half court. Passes it into Runabom, who gets control of the basketball, going up with the shot. No good. Offensive rebound from the Bulldogs, and Ashlyn Gray with her first points tonight with a great offensive rebound and then second chance bucket. Now 11-point lead on the side of the Tigers. Wright, guarded by Raider, picks her dribble up, trying to find somebody. She'll be able to find Blumdahl, though. He's going to pass it off to Shelby. Seafold and then intercepted by Brynn O'Neill. Stops, goes up with the layup, but she'll get the foul from Shelby Seabold. Her third foul tonight, and that's going to bring Brynn O'Neill to the line. O'Neill's been really trying all night to get the steal on Shelby Seabold, and that time she was able to. The first free throw goes in for Brynn O'Neill. One for one now. As Bella Raider subs out and Taylor Mayer subs in. Now a 10-point lead for the Tigers. Marysville really putting the gas on here late in the game as that second free throw falls in. 2 for 2 for Brynn O'Neill, and it's now a 9-point lead for Clay Center. Pushing it up to Sydney Lane, being pestered by Eva Peschel. Lane picks her dribble up, going to pass it down low into Shirley. Going to pass it to Bent, guarded by O'Neill. O'Neill went to go for the steal, but forced Bent to pick her dribble up. Blumdahl now over to Sydney Lane. Lane guarded by Peschel. Picks her dribble up. It's going to pass it down to Blumdahl. Marysville really needs to get a steal here because the Tigers are just taking clock away at this point. And the foul will be drawn on Taylor Mayer. That's the 10th team foul here in the second half. And we're now in the we've been in the bonus for a while, so Shelby Siebel will go to the line. Marysville needing to get a steal, but the forced error coming in from Taylor Mayer now gets another free throw attempt in for Shelby Siebold. Now 3 for 4 on the night. Now a 10-point lead for the Tigers. As the second free throw goes up, 4 for 5 now for Siebold. 18 total points now for her. So far, Marysville has just done a great job all around defensively on other players, but when it comes to Shelby Siebold, she's just been able to expose some of the Marysville defense tonight with 18 total points. Schaefer pitched her dribble up, so Renier was trying to call a timeout but won't get it, but it's going to be picked up by Peschel, so no need. As we're going to get it down low into Runabom, who goes up with a power layup and gets it. Madison Runabom now with 11 points. And that'll cut the lead back now to 9. Marysville flirting on the 9-to-11-point deficit here late in the fourth quarter. And it was lucky that the ref did not see Amy Renier looking to call a timeout just a few seconds ago, because if they did, it wouldn't have gave Marysville this great scoring opportunity. Now trailing 9. With 1:55 left to go in the fourth quarter, Marysville not laying down here late. At some point, they were trailing massively to Clay Center. It was 26-13 at the end of quarter number 3, and so far they've cut it down to 9. And earlier in the game, as I said, it just felt like the Valley Heights game all over again. They couldn't buy a basket to save their lives. And in the fourth quarter, the shooting has come alive. Benson Runabom with 11 total points now, doing a lot of the hard work down in the paint, getting the offensive rebound and going up with second chance opportunities. And it's so far been super successful this quarter. The inbounds play now coming in for Clay Center. Blumdahl looking to find somebody. Running out of time. Going to heave it down to Bent. She's able to get it. Now on a two-on-one break is Haley Bent. And she'll go up for it and get the layup and the foul coming in on the side of the Bulldogs. Brynn O'Neill did a fantastic job all day defending Shelby Siebold, but this late foul coming in giving Haley Bent another opportunity to extend the lead after the and one. Now 11-point lead on the side of the Tigers. That'll rattle in. She's been 4-for-4 in the last couple of minutes for her. Total 4-for-10 on the night for 9 points. Raider passes over to Peschel. Peschel now driving into the lane. Picks her dribble up. Brynn O'Neill with a set three-pointer. A little too much mustard. Trying to be saved from Peschel, and it falls out of bounds. Brynn O'Neill had a good opportunity. Unfortunately, just put a little too much behind it. And now the lead is still 40-28. It's a 12-point lead for the Tigers as Bella Raider gets subbed out to get some time on the bench. O'Neill guarding Bent, but they're going to be a wide open Shirley down inside the paint for the easy layup for the Tigers, and it's now 42-28 for Clay Center. Peschel now looking to drive with a minute 22 left to go. Gets it to Ashlyn Price. It was almost stolen away by Haley Bent. Meyer passes it into Eva Peschel, and the block coming in from Haley Bent, who's been bent on destruction in this second half, as she's been able to really reignite her offense and free throw attempts. In this quarter alone, she went 1 for 8 to start the game. Excuse me, 1 for 7. And now she's 4 for 10. We're going to pass it over to Runnabomb. She's going to hand it off to Raider to get her three-point shot in. And that one rattles in. Bella Raider with her second made three-pointer tonight. 7 total points for her. It's now a 11-point game on the side of the Tigers. Shirley going to hand it off to Siebel, driving into the lane, and a block foul, though, coming in for Madison Runnabomb. She was a little late getting to the spot to play on her feet, and in doing so, fouls Shelby Siebel. It's the fourth foul tonight for Madison Runnabomb. So Siebel's going back to the line. She's shooting one. Was shooting more if she makes it. Misses it, rebounded by Runnabomb. There's 51 seconds left to go. And the lead is 13 for the Tigers. In the corner is Lainey Schaefer with her three. Gets blocked at the point of attack and falls out of play. Last touched on the side of Clay Center. But with that, off come the starters for the Tigers. And on comes the reserves with a 13-point advantage for Clay Center late in this game. Runnabomb with the basketball. Going to hand to Schaefer. The Raider, who shoots her three-pointer, no good. No good effort coming in from Brynn O'Neill to get the offensive rebound. And the push foul coming in on the side. Katie Spielman. That'll be her first foul tonight. And then going to the line is Madison Runnabomb. 10 total fouls for Marysville here in the second half, and then 8 on the side of Clay Center. Marysville trails 44-31, though, with 34 seconds left to go. Runnabomb shoots the free throw. It rattles in good. Now 4-for-5 from the charity stripe for 12 points. She's done a very good job tonight drawing the fouls down in the paint and getting her free throws to convert. That one doesn't, so she's 4-for-6 for 11 points. And they're going to pass it into Wright. Wright with 26 seconds, looking to waste the clock here. Picks her dribble up and is able to find Mackenzie Weller. Weller guarded by O'Neill. Has the ball tipped out of her hands, out of play, but last touch by Brynn O'Neill. Again, good tenacious defense from Brynn O'Neill. Has been up and down, though, for Brynn O'Neill, but mostly positive tonight defensively. Has had some overreaches as they're trying to get inside to paint. As O'Neill trying to get the ball away from Mackenzie Weller, and they're going to stay it over the back from Weller. But overall tonight, Brynn O'Neill has been very strong in terms of her defensive effort. Just being a pest on the side of Clay Center. As we actually have an officials convergence. And it's going to be Marysville ball, though. But really, they've done a good job, Brynn O'Neill, tonight, of just being a pest, a thorn in the side for any Tigers offensive player that she's been assigned to. She's had some misses in terms of her steal attempts, but when she gets it right and is a wrecking force defensively. As Meyer trying to find Peschel, she's able to do so. Peschel picture dribble up. Meyer looking to drive with 6 seconds. Back over to O'Neal in the corner to Ashlyn Price with 4. Here comes her step back 3-pointer, and that one rattles in. And that'll do it, though, as Marysville will fall to Clay Center 44-35. We'll take a breather and come back and give you the game recap here on KNDY.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Welcome back, and I am joined, of course, as always, by head coach of the Marysville girls basketball team, Amy Rainier. Coach, the game felt like it was in reach in the fourth quarter, but shades to Tuesday's loss, unfortunately, to Valley Heights, where one, you just couldn't buy a basket to save your life through stretching up this basketball game, and then the ugly head of turnovers reared its face yet again, unfortunately, as you guys fall to Clay Center 44-35, unfortunately, tonight on Friday night.
Yeah, that first half was pretty amazing. 8 points, but you know, like I said, we turned the ball over way too much against a very good team, and you know, we couldn't. But again, couldn't find baskets, and then finally, you know, we got to score and finally got Madison Ronnebaum involved. We needed her involved in the offense, so we knew that she had a mismatch. We were like, we've got to get it into her, so we were just kind of working, trying to get it into her, and then we get her to turn the ball over, and we can't come down to score. And so it's just frustrating knowing that this team has so much potential, and we just can't find the basket sometimes.
And again, it's one of those cases where you said on Tuesday, we just haven't played a full four quarters yet of basketball. And it seemed like in the first quarter through spells, you were like, okay, we kind of start to see how we're going to run this offense tonight, getting it down low into Madison Ronnebaum. And it bared great success. She went to the free throw line and converted on a lot of those and helped you push out to a nice early advantage. But then the early season turnover started to come on its end, and it just felt like, well, you were forcing turnovers. On your side, you weren't able to get buckets. Well, unfortunately, Clay Center was able just to find every basket in the world.
Yeah, and that's like, you know, we were making that run. You know, we turned them over 4 times in a row, and then we can't come down. And then when we do get within 9, then we'll come down and foul. And they get an and one. And so that's just hard to come back when you're trying to fight so hard to stay in a game and beat a team that's pretty good. And so one thing I'm so proud of these girls, they fought till the buzzer. And that's what I told them in the locker room. I said, if you guys realize the potential, how great you could be if we just score the basket, it's mind-blowing to how, because defensively, we worked a lot of defense on Tuesday, and I think it showed a little bit today. So, but we just got to box out. We got killed on the board again. And so that's one thing we're going to be focusing on Monday. So.
Getting back to the boards and getting back to the drawing board is really going on. To take on the practice on Monday. But Coach, thank you for stopping by as always. I can't wait to get back with you here in the near future.
All right. Thank you so much.